Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 17th, Sermon on the Mount, the Lord's Prayer continued. Point 1, Third Petition of the Pater Noster. Consideration. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Lord means us to ask for what is more perfect and more glorious to His Heavenly Father than the simple fulfillment of His will or of His commandments. That is, that His most holy will may be done in us as perfectly as it is by the angels and saints in heaven. That at least we should feel an ardent desire of approaching this perfection, and that we should incessantly beg for the grace of which we stand in need. Application. By our religious profession, we are bound, more than the generality of the faithful, to tend towards this perfection, and it is much easier for us than they to approach more nearly to it. For first, the good pleasure of God as to the details of life is clearly manifested to us by our rule, and in case of doubt by our superiors, the interpreters of the will of God. Secondly, the assurance that we are doing what is most agreeable to God, the good example of our brethren, and the grace of our state, make the execution of it easier, sweeter, and doubly meritorious. Happy and glorious is our lot. It ought to convince us that it bears a close resemblance with that of the blessed in paradise. Point 2. Fourth Petition. Consideration. Our Lord, after having taught us how we ought first to seek the glory of our Heavenly Father, teaches us what we should ask for ourselves. Give us this day our daily bread. Our bread, all that is necessary to sustain our corporal life, and also the food for our spiritual life. Daily, to remind us that, whether rich or poor, we stand in continual need of help from our Heavenly Father. This day, to teach us that we should renew our prayer daily, lean upon God's providence, and not disquiet ourselves about the future. Application. Recall to your mind, one by one, all the years of your life, especially those you have passed in religion, and see with what liberality, or rather prodigality, your Father who is in heaven has provided for all your wants. What gratitude have you shown for this? If a superfluity has been given you, have you not abused it, or only made it the means of satisfying your irregular appetites? Point 3. Fifth Petition. Consideration. Forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. We now humbly beg our Father in heaven to forgive us our sins, and the punishment due to them. Our Lord promises that His Father will grant our request, but on condition that on our side we will pardon those who have offended us. If you will forgive men their offenses, He said, your Heavenly Father will forgive you also your offenses. But if you will not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive you your offenses. And therefore He added these words to the fifth petition, as we also forgive our debtors. Application. Every day we say the words, forgive us our trespasses, but alas, they bear little fruit, because they are said with very little or no compunction. Neither recollected nor interior, we do not see the faults which we commit daily, and we do not weigh them with the weights of the sanctuary, as the saints did, who confessed every day with tears and groans. Let us weep as they did at our Father's feet, and He will remit them and forget them, if we will stifle that feeling of anger which rises even involuntarily in our hearts against those who have offended us. Do you do this?